Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. May is increasingly looking like Farm Bill Month in the U.S. House and Senate. House Republicans appear to be moving ahead with their Farm Bill without any support from Democrats, who now expect the GOP bill on the floor possibly the week of May 14th. Over in the Senate, GOP leader Mitch McConnell told AgriPulse that early consideration of the Farm Bill will happen in the Senate, and the House plans to take it up very soon. McConnell says he'll schedule Senate action as soon as possible, since at his direction, the Senate Farm Bill will include a provision to legalize industrial hemp, key for Kentucky producers. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says President Trump has called for a Farm Bill this year. The current one expires on September 30th, and Perdue told Senate ag members last week producers are hurting.
They're under a lot of duress right now. We see that very much in the dairy industry, and I appreciate what opportunity you gave us in the margin protection program. We're going to implement that as quickly as possible and make that retroactive to January, which will help some farms.
But Perdue's earlier comments suggest support for the House GOP's tougher food stamp work and training requirements, while Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts predicts few changes to SNAP in the Senate Farm Bill. The administration's earlier proposed budget, rejected by lawmakers, would have cut crop insurance subsidies, ended the Conservation Security Program, and placed new limits on farm payments. The House GOP Farm Bill ends CSP, rolling it into EQIP, claims to no harm to crop insurance, and makes tweaks to improve the PLC and the ARC commodity programs. Negotiations for revamping the North American Free Trade Agreement will continue next week as all sides remain hopeful to reach a deal this month. Top-level talks, according to reports, will continue after a U.S. trade delegation returns from China. U.S. officials and negotiators from Canada and Mexico have been eyeing an early May finish, and in mid-April, Vice President Mike Pence said it was a real possibility an agreement could be reached in the next several weeks. However, just between Canada and the U.S., issues like dairy dispute resolution mechanisms, a proposed 5-year sunset clause, and intellectual property remain unresolved, according to the Canadian press. Still, all sides appear positive an agreement will be reached very soon. The Trans-Pacific Partnership continues to move forward without the United States. Mexico last week ratified the new TPP agreement, now called the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mexico's Senate voted 73-24 to approve the agreement, which will go into effect when 6 of the 11 nations approve the deal. President Trump earlier this month directed U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow to consider rejoining the TP, but he later voiced his preference for a bilateral trade agreement with Japan rather than the TPP agreement. Meanwhile, Japan will visit with Thailand, and Thailand hopes to join the new TPP, a move Japan predicts would pressure the United States to again consider rejoining the pact. The National Pork Producers Council points out that Japan is the top pork export market for the United States. Stick around, there's much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. Coming up, we're going to talk about the USDA supporting the specialty crop industry. That's all straight ahead.